Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 27. The joy of mitzvahs has the greater potential to be extremely pleasurable beyond the joy of physical pleasures. For most of us who are connected a lot with our bodies, and we want to take care of it, and we're aware very strongly of it, so it's hard for us to recognize that the soul needs nourishment itself as well. Very often people who turned the corner and became healthier people realized even those that were fortunate enough to have wealth and to have talent and to have admiration and enjoy everything in the physical world, they are left with a feeling of emptiness, which they have a hard time putting their finger on exactly why, because life is so good, I'm living my dream life. What's missing here? And they feel an emptiness because they're not feeding their soul. So when we learn how to feed our soul, to give our neshama nourishment, then we start feeling pleasure in that as well. We don't neglect the physical. We have to take care of our bodies, but not at the expense of not taking care of our soul. So when you love Hashem, and just as when someone loves another person, they feel great pleasure whenever you can do that person's wish, so too we should feel great pleasure whenever we do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An intense pleasure that no pleasure in the world can compare to it. That we are doing something that Hashem wants us to do. And we're giving Him nachas ruach. That should fill us with simcha. The simchas ha-mitzvah. See, the joy over material matters is still limited because all material matters are temporary and they have boundaries, they have limits. The value of a mitzvah is nitzchias, is eternal. So the joy is also eternal. A person who seeks that tainug ruchni, though, if he just seeks it in and of itself, it's also not ideal. But the idea is to connect yourself to gain chachma and wisdom and connecting to Hashem. Then the pleasure of that is long-lasting and always available. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter in the first volume, letter number 9, that physical pleasures can give a person pleasure and happiness to some degree, but it cannot compare with the elevated pleasure that one can derive when one is amal b'chachma, one toils in wisdom. So there's a simcha of mitzvahs, and then you have a simcha of Talmud Torah. The Chafetz Chaim brings down in Mishnah Berurah in the beginning that one should feel joy whenever you study Torah or Daven. And a Chacham that's connected to Torah always feels pleasure in their life. And pleasure seekers, if they're aware of the potential pleasure of stunning wisdom, they would seek that and give up seeking physical pleasures. Again, it's hard for us because in the beginning, of course, it's difficult. But it is a oinig, and it is a mitzvah too. There's a famous introduction to the Egle Tal, which is a sefer by Avram of Sachachov, who is the father of the Shemesh Shmuel, which are the volumes printed. He quotes his father very often. He wrote Chuvas, the father wrote the Chuvas Avni Nezer. And Egle Tal, he says in the introduction there that the joy and pleasure that you have while learning is a chelik of the mitzvah itself, and it becomes part of you. That's why it's most unusual that the bracha is v'ha'arevna, to make it sweet. So there's two types of learning. If you don't feel the pleasure and you learn, there's a special level to that too, because you're learning with a Kabbalah's oil. It shows I love Hashem whether I feel it or not. And that's also a very, very high madrega when you're not feeling that pleasure. But when you are feeling the pleasure, don't think that that decreases your schar or that it's less lishma because you feel the tainug of that learning. No, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You should look into Agdama where he says the wording of it. I don't have it in front of me, but it's kedai to understand that and integrate that. If it would not be for Torah being my delight, I would be succumbed to my poverty or my pain. And Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say, imagine David HaMelech, extremely wealthy, and yet he felt he was drowning in a sea of poverty. Because without the Torah, he is poor. And that is a tremendous yesod. The Birchas Peretz, the stipler, says that when one experiences simcha in learning something new, you will remember it for a longer period of time. The more joy you feel when you learn the Torah concepts, the greater you'll be able to have that koyach of memory to remember it. In the davening, we daven v'harevna, like we mentioned before. And we easily feel the pleasure of giving into our desires. So to overcome them, we need to feel a pleasure of Torah study as a balance. This is the Rabbi Leo Lapian said that. If a person has difficulty overcoming his desires, very often it's because he lacks equal feeling of pleasure in spiritual matters. So it does get easier for a person to control their tivus about unhealthy physical pleasures or overindulgence in physical pleasures by learning to enjoy the pleasures of learning a Torah and davening. And to be honest, basically that even women, they're potter from Talmud Torah, but nevertheless, in the halachas that they do learn lemaisa, or in the Ashkafis Svarim, like the Sefer Chayvus Alvavus or the Musa Svarim, the women are mechoyev just as much as the men. That's Yirah Shamayim. Everyone has a chiyuv of Yirah Shamayim. So if that's learned with a cheshek, and plus all the mitzvahs that the women do, that lakas neiris, the taking care of their children, the even the maintaining of the house, you do it l'shem shamayim, it's a mitzvah, it's elevating. This should create a tremendous simcha by a woman as well, even though there's a technical patur of Talmud Torah itself, they could find pleasure in a lot of spiritual pursuits. And that will also give them a cheshik for enjoying the spiritual, and it'll help them overcome unhealthy indulgence in physical pleasures, overeating, and so on and so forth. So that's the idea. If a person who studies Torah does not experience pleasure, don't feel guilty or upset. Because, for number one, is it'll give you a more difficult time to study because you'll feel bad by the fact that you don't feel anything. They need to accept themselves. If someone doesn't have a cheshek right now, accept yourself. Just focus on getting more Torah in your mind and heart, connecting to Hashem more. Don't compare yourself to others because the envy could strip away your pleasure in things. Be happy with your chelik in learning. Even if it's a slower process, be happy, be patient. If you're persistent and you're diligent, it'll pay off at the end. Yogata umatzasa tamen. Sometimes people don't have hanah from learning Torah because they have such a cheshit to learn a large amount in this too short a period of time, and that creates a pressure. So Rechaim Volozhin says, it's a chiddush, but he says in Ruach Chaim, Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, that this that it says to be happy with our portion, it means happy with our Torah knowledge that we obtain, even if it's little by little, as long as we try to master it. Because if someone tries to learn something that's too big for him, they'll forget it, they'll lose their cheshek. So therefore it's important to learn at your own pace and be happy and try to feel joy that every word of Torah is precious, and that gives you the koyach to overcome unhealthy physical pleasures and connect to the pleasure of Torah. Bracha and Hatzlacha.